Today is Memorial Day. It's also the 100th birthday of President John F. Kennedy. His legacy is still very visible on Cape Cod, which juts off Massachusetts like a flexed arm. Deborah Becker from Here and Now contributor WBUR takes us down a cape, as they say in Boston. There's a JFK Museum, the JFK Memorial, the JFK Legacy Walk, and of course the Summer White House, the so-called Kennedy Family Compound in Hyannisport.
It is a symbol of the Kennedys because so much happened there.
92-year-old Bob Ludington was, and even though he retired just last year, still sometimes is an interior designer and consultant for the Kennedy family. Ludington was close to First Lady Jackie Kennedy, whom he says sought refuge in the family compound in Hyannisport, especially after JFK was killed.
But it was during that period after the president's death that she immersed herself in many, many hours in the restoration of that house.
The three Kennedy homes are in an unassuming residential neighborhood, mostly obscured from street view by tall wooden fences and shrubs. Ethel Kennedy, JFK's sister-in-law, still lives there. JFK's summer home is now owned by Ted Kennedy Jr., son of the late Senator Edward Kennedy and currently a state senator in Connecticut. Ludington has dozens of Kennedy artifacts, including several notes JFK's mother, Rose, wrote to her children.
She bombarded the children with notes, two or three lines, dashed off every day.
After she saw a photo of her son in the New York Times, Rose Kennedy wrote the young president and offered some advice on his appearance,
suggesting he not stand with his hands in his pocket, but rather keep them down at his sides. P.S. Otherwise than that, you're okay.
Ludington, like many Cape Codders, has fond memories of being so close to the country's most powerful family. He remembers Jackie Kennedy arranging for him to fly to Washington with the president when Ludington did some work for the family in D.C.
I had the great privilege of flying with him in the helicopter from Hyannisport and then Air Force One onto the White House. I had many wonderful experiences with the family. I was very fortunate.
No matter where you go on Cape Cod, it seems you'll meet people with memories of JFK, his campaigns for office, his love of the sea, or seeing him or other Kennedys at some of the family's favorite haunts like Baxter's Boathouse or Four Seas Ice Cream. Many people say they were energized by the young, ambitious politician who made Cape Cod his unofficial campaign headquarters. It was Hyannisport where JFK waited for the presidential election results in his razor-thin victory over Richard Nixon. And it was at the Hyannis Armory on November 9, 1960, where JFK gave his first speech as president-elect.
The election may have been a close one, but I think that there is general agreement by all of our citizens that a supreme national effort will be needed in the years ahead to move this country safely through the 1960s.
The nation's first Irish Catholic president was cheered in much of Greater Boston, but not necessarily throughout Massachusetts. John Allen, executive director of the John F. Kennedy Museum, says JFK's nephew, Robert Kennedy Jr., has explained that it was discrimination in the 1920s that led his grandfather Joe to buy a summer home in a place where he felt accepted.
They came here because they were welcome. And it was Bobby Kennedy who pointed out that they originally were moving south of Boston, and this one club the dad wanted to be part of would not let him in because he was Catholic and Irish.
Cape Cod was a Yankee stronghold forever. There were no Catholics on Cape Cod, you know. At least they didn't admit to it.
Father Michael Fitzpatrick is pastor at St. Francis Xavier Church in Hyannis, also known as the Kennedy Church. Rose Kennedy attended Mass daily, and the Kennedy family paid for the church altar, which is designed to memorialize the president's late brother, Joseph Kennedy Jr., a Navy pilot who died in World War II. At 47 years old, Father Fitzpatrick was not around when the president worshipped at his church, but there are signs throughout the church. Even the pew where JFK sat is marked with a plaque. Father Fitzpatrick says the family's faith was important and helped make them seem accessible.
The fact that they would come and worship like everybody else, it's a grounding point. people are coming here to see and to learn of the legacy and where he sat and all that kind of stuff, which is beautiful. And at the same time, it can, if we're not careful how we set that in context, it can put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, you know, because they didn't come here to be worshipped. They came here to worship.
Cape Cod is where the Kennedys came to be together. Most family members still visit every summer. One often mentioned JFK quote is, "I always go to Hyannisport to be revived, to know again the power of the sea." Again, John Allen with the Kennedy Museum.
This is really where they enjoy themselves. President Kennedy particularly would come here and he could decompress. He could, you know, really think things through. He could kind of relax.
Some say the largest part of JFK's legacy in Massachusetts is the 40,000 acres of coastal land known as the Cape Cod National Seashore. It was JFK who signed the law converting some 40 miles of coast from Chatham to Provincetown into a national park so it's protected from development. William Burke, a park historian, says Kennedy knew the geography of this isolated part of the Cape, the kettle ponds, the marshes, and the beaches.
I think every day I see his fingerprints all over this park. John F. Kennedy was in the right place at the right time for the formation of this place.
Kennedy officially created the National Seashore in 1961. He had been working on preserving the area while he was a U.S. senator, and it was not smooth sailing. Local officials and private property owners were concerned about the feds taking control. But Burke says Kennedy's skills allowed him to navigate the politics of six small New England communities and reach an agreement with the federal government, local governments, and the property owners involved.
This is such a permanent, lasting reminder of Kennedy's legacy and, fortunately, his forward thinking to not only preserve the land, but he had an intimate understanding of what Cape Codders were like, how they thought, and kind of the magical, mystical characteristics of the Outer Beach.
At the entrance to the Cape Cod National Seashore Visitor Center, there's a quote by JFK that says, "We are tied to the ocean, and when we go back to the sea, whether to sail or to watch, we are going back to whence we came." For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Becker.